Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
We have in studio, we want to welcome Danielle. Good morning.
Welcome back.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Yes, we're doing very well. Danielle, of course, is Kylie Robinson's mom. Kylie was fatally murdered back in 2023 in an unsolved murder in Laurel. Crime Stoppers, of course, asking for anyone with info to please call them. They've offered a $5,000 reward, 1-800-847-3333 or DelawareCrimeStoppers.com. We're going to talk about your second annual walk coming up in a couple minutes. But for people who don't know, if it's okay, if you know, you could kind of tell us a little bit about, you know, your story and talk about your son and for people who have never heard the situation yet.
Okay, so first of all, my son's name was Kylie Robinson. He was a student at Laurel High School. The evening before 10/29/2023, of course, all teenagers celebrated homecoming, so it was a big deal in Laurel, you know, the homecoming dance and things like that. So that next day, I knew he was in town in Laurel with his friends, and around like 2:30, 3 o'clock, I was having conversations with him, sending him pictures of his younger brother that went to homecoming at a different school, and he was sending me pictures also, not knowing that like maybe 20 minutes I would get a phone call telling me that my son was shot. And it was in a text like Ling got shot, because Ling was his nickname. And I just remember just putting shoes on and running to the car. My husband ran to his car. My youngest son got in the car with me. And I was driving as fast as I could, trying to keep myself in a state of mind, trying to get to Laurel, trying to get to West 7th Street. When I did get there, the roads were blocked, of course, with ambulances, fire trucks, all types of things. I couldn't get down the street, so I kind of just left my car running in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Jumped out, ran down the street. I do remember just seeing so many people lined on the street in front of their yards, in front of their houses, and I don't remember too much in that moment because I was just trying to get to my son, which I could not. By the time I had reached there, they stated that they had already put him in the ambulance. So as a mom, not being able to even get to her son, I had to go back to my car, get in it, and drive yet another 7 miles to get to a hospital that was on lockdown. When there is a shooting in the area, the hospital's locked down. So, being as it was locked down, we were all outside.
You were outside.
I was outside, but there was multiple kids, family members that were outside of the hospital. In the shooting, I do want to say there were, it was a house. My son and two other kids were on the porch. There was a boy that was in the house, that lives in the house, that had came outside. Only three kids were shot, and they were all teenagers. And my son did pass away. But I just wanted to clear that we know what's really going on, even though I'm telling the story as I see it. We are at the hospital. I don't remember a lot from the hospital part of being outside. I just remember what people were telling me, what was going on with me. I do feel like I probably blacked out a couple of times because I couldn't get in. And as a mom, not being able to get in, the first thing you think is, I see other parents going in.
But how do they not let you in?
So they did not let me in because I guess they were working hard on my son. The other two kids were more stable than my son, so they hadn't let me in yet. I work in healthcare, so I kind of understood what was going on.
Okay.
But when it's your child, you don't think like that. So they finally did allow me to come in, but I wasn't able to go directly to the room. So once I got in, they took me to the left, down in this room where it's like a little, like a room where someone's going to explain something to you. At that moment, I had my daughter with me and my youngest son. And at the time, he was only 13. So they're all worked up. Like, they just want to see Kylie. They want to see what's going on. But they're just not allowing us at the moment. So I just believed and had faith that they're just trying to get him stable. I'm not going to fall apart right now. I'm just praying that the doctors are doing what they need to do. In the room, the doctor comes in and, like, there's I think there was a detective in there also. And at this moment, they're asking me questions that are just, to me, irrelevant at the point. I just want to see my son. We can talk about that later or whatever. Yeah. You know, it's really hard. I don't think people really know the steps and what goes on when you're looking on the outside in. So this is why I want to give a little input on it. The doctor did come in. He did explain that, you know, they don't have brain surgeons at the hospitals in local areas like this. They don't know what they are going to do. They keep trying to give him blood transfusions. The more it pours in, the more it pours out. And I'm just trying to think, can you just tell me, like, what were we doing? What are we doing? Knowing that my son was not going to make it was very hard for me. I just wanted him to see me before he was to the point where he didn't know who I was, or he didn't know that we were there. And I missed that moment because I wasn't able to get to the scene. I wasn't able to express to him that I love you, you know, like, you got this. Like, I didn't have a chance to just embrace him. And I think for me, that was the hardest for me, even probably for my kids also. You know, I felt like I could have saved him if I had just got there. Maybe I could have made him fight harder to stay alive. But my son was shot multiple times, only in his head. So if you think about it, you know, if he did live, what was his quality of life? Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I'm not God, but I do believe that in this shooting, the other kids, one of the kids was 15, and the other one was 13. He was 13. I know they had severe injuries, but they have gotten better from them. Mm-hmm. And they are still survivors. So in a shooting like this, you have one that passes away and then you have two that are still survivors. Yet how can a case be unsolved? And why is it okay to know about the incident and not talk about it and not serve justice? Because you still have two living survivors that have to be out here knowing that the people that shot them are still loose too.
So... okay, so let's, if we can just back up a little mm-hmm. bit, you know, about the incident. So you're at home mm-hmm. and you find out, you got a phone call.
So one of his friends had, I want to say she was calling me either from Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
She was calling me, but I didn't answer it because I had just like text Kylie, and I was thinking like I was cleaning, like I was doing, like, it was really so warm that day.
Yeah.
And I remember having windows up and doors open.
So he's over at a friend's house.
Yeah, he's in and Laurel, just, and like, I'm in Del Mar.
So they're just like hanging out, you know, outside on the porch mm-hmm. talking,
yeah,
doing what kids do, whatever, you know.
Yes.
And then you get a Facebook Messenger call.
Yeah.
From another friend.
Yes.
And that's when they keep calling until you answer.
Yeah, they kept calling. And then I looked at the phone and it just said, answer the phone. It's Ling. He's been shot. And when I seen that, I was like, because there had already been a shooting not even a month prior to it. And then there was one a few months prior to that. So it was just like, having the conversations with Kylie, like, you know, you got to be careful because you just never know. Like, and I'm always worried, but you still have to allow your kids to be kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, but the only reason that we know about what they were doing was because all of this was caught on a Ring camera, which ended up being sent around through text messaging. It was given to the police, but it was also sent out.
So there's a video that's out there that had been sent around. How did the video get out?
So the video got out because the owners of the house are the only people that have access to the Ring camera.
Correct.
Okay.
And the police.
So they, the police can only get the evidence from the Ring camera if it is given to them. It okay. was given to them because you have to have their permission. Because now...
But if it's a murder, that's different, right?
That's true. But because they gave that video to them, they also took it themselves and started sending it out through text messaging to people. Like, if, say it's my Ring camera, and I'm like, Jess, I got something I got to show you, and I send it to her. Mm-hmm. Once you send a video to someone, it can
That's it.
It's not private anymore, and it deters. Sometimes it can mess the whole investigation up.
Yeah.
Because what happens is everybody starts basing everything and all their information off this video. I will never understand the logic behind taking evidence and circling it around, but we do live in a world of social media. People like to send things out like that. I have no idea why. The video was out before the person at the house sent the video out, but I never received a call from the person stating that my son was shot at their house. And it's really, for me, when I go back and think about that, was it more important to send out a video of other people's children being shot versus your own on your porch? I have
no idea. The person's house it is, you haven't talked to?
So I didn't talk to the owner of the house, the mother that resided there, until the next day my daughter told me that she was going there to pick up Kylie's shoe. Because when my son ran, he ran out of his shoe off the porch, and it was still on the porch, just there. And my daughter, she contacted my daughter, but she didn't contact me, which was just kind of odd because I know her. It's not like we're strangers, you know, we know each other. So I don't know if her intentions were that she just didn't want to have that conversation with me, because I always try to think that maybe it could be a reason why. But once the video, once I found out that this video was shared through text messaging, then it just, I just felt like, well, you know what? It is what it is. I don't have no real logic behind it.
In the video, you can tell who it is?
So in the video, mind you, I did watch the video and people couldn't understand why I wanted to watch it. But of course, you know, that's my son. He's going to give me ideas of what's going on. So I watched it. And there are times when I see my son look down the street and he's like, oh, who is that? Like, and you can hear him say that. And he's looking down the street. So he had to have seen what was coming toward him in that moment, but didn't know who it was. And nobody else was like, nobody was responding like they were worried. But in the video, they, it's three kids, one's in the chair, one's standing out, my son, they're just walking around listening to music on the phone. My son, of course, in the video, he's eating chips. I know that he was texting me because my timeline is the same on my text. The boy that lives in the house that my son is friends with came out of the house, went to the backyard. By the time the boys come up on the porch shooting, he's coming up, so he comes up on it. He doesn't get shot. He's the only one that didn't get shot.
Okay.
In the video, and I have shared it on social media. I ended up sharing it on social media probably a few months ago from my, what is the thing called? My tablet and using my phone. So the only reason I shared it was because in the video, for the longest, you can hear somebody say, yo, where the F they get that shit from or whatever. I don't mean to cuss, but so you hear a voice, and the whole time when you watch the video, you don't pay that any attention. People are just probably thinking it's the people on the porch, but when you really watch it and you listen, it's like you can hear them. Like on my Ring camera, if I want to talk to someone through the Ring camera, I can. So that's how it sounds. So it almost sounds like the person is watching through the video and then seeing it happen and speaking through it, because the voice is nobody's voice on the porch, because nobody on the porch is even talking to anybody. The boy that's in the chair never, ever looks up. The only time he looks up is when he gets up to run when the boys are already on the porch. So the video is maybe not even 3 minutes long, but it serves up a lot of information when you look at it.
So why, I mean, Where are we at with it today? Why have there been no arrests? What's going on with the, you know, police? You know, where, like, what I know, I mean, I would hope they're keeping you up to date. Like, what's going on?
So right now, I'm the one that kind of makes more contact with the detective at this point, because it's been almost 2 years. In the very beginning, I was very, very questionable on the fact of why no one was ever questioned. The picture of the two boys came out, resurfaced the same day. My son wasn't even in the hospital yet when the picture came out. Mm-hmm. The story, of course, people said, oh, the word on the street is it was a getaway driver and two kids that are from a town. I'm very vocal on my Facebook on it. I don't really care anymore. But with the law, I guess, apparently you can't just go question people just because someone states that's who it is. So I don't know what Delaware laws are. I can only go by what they say. But it just seems like case to case here, they do certain things with one case than what they do in another. Mm-hmm. The detective has stated to me that once he asked one question, he can't ever go back to that question again and ask again. So my thing is that I guess he wants as much evidence as he can against them. So when they do get arrested, whenever that is, that it holds, it sticks. Like, you know, and I get that, but as a mom and watching other people's cases, just every time I turn around, it's a new case is getting, you know, someone's telling on somebody, or they're turning themselves in, or they're doing without whatever, and it's getting done. Questioning somebody in the very beginning, I don't see how you just can't do that. I don't care if they're minors or not. And it is a fact in Delaware that if you are a minor, if the parent says no, even in a homicide case, you can't question them.
There's a video of the incident.
Yes.
You know, there, I mean.
And then they'll say, well, we can't tell who that is by that. We can't figure it out.
But we're 2 years into this.
Yes.
2 years.
Yes.
You know, not 2 weeks. We're 2 years.
2 years.
Into this.
Yeah.
And you're telling me there's been no, like, has there been progress? Let me ask you that.
So I can say that people have, that they state that there are many, many people that call Crime Stoppers. There are many statements given, but there is nothing that is enough to make an arrest, which is, to me, is just showing kids that they can just go out here, commit crimes, and get away with them. As long as they have a mask on, they can do whatever they want and whatever they please, and they're going to get away with it. Do I feel like they got away with it? No, they ain't got away with killing my son, because I ain't never going to stop trying to fight for my son. I have plenty of evidence that I've given to the detective, but as a mother, that doesn't stand.
I don't know. I feel like that if I put a mask on and I go out and commit a crime, I feel like they're going to come to my house and arrest me. It's not going to be any question. But then you have a situation like this where someone...
It's like broad daylight.
There's a
Ring camera.
Like, there's no way I'm not getting arrested.
I've been trying so hard to get it, like, seen on, like, why is this not even known in, like, other states? Like, how come, like, I will give an example of a friend. I become friends with mothers that their kids are murdered, which is odd, but we become close. The gentleman that got killed in Centerville, I became close to the mother. The whole community is, like, so strong behind that case that look how easy it was for them to finally get a break in it. But it gets on the news, like CBS. It was on there. Like, how is it that we brought in Delaware for that? When cases, people are getting shot, there's shootings after shootings after shootings in Sussex County. But it's never, no one ever knows anything about it. And it's really hard for it to get known. With my son having that video of his case, I thought, oh, it's a video. Like, they're going to get them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, somebody is going to tell. But nobody is telling. And it makes me feel like it's because of where the kids are from. If you think about it.
Well, let's talk to us about that.
Okay, we can talk about that. Because it's no worries here.
Yeah.
The kids, so the state police barracks is in Bridgeville. The kids are from Bridgeville that murdered my son. I know that, and people be like, oh, well, she doesn't know what she's talking about. I know that because how would I not know it? Your family members are telling me. You have friends that are telling me. They're giving me statements, but I can't do nothing with them. Because if no one backs up their statement, they can't do anything with it.
But I mean, you know, so because it's at there, they live at a district. Is that what?
I feel like because the police department is located in that area, all the crimes that seem to be coming from the small town, which is Coverdale outside of Bridgeville, anything that happens there, nobody seems to stay in trouble. Like, they'll get in trouble for a little while, but nothing ever sticks for them. You've had multiple shootings and crimes that happen in that area. It's not all of the community's fault, but the people that are doing the crimes are not being held responsible for them. And it seems unreal. Like, how do you have multiple crimes that are homicide, shootings, and that type of thing, and nothing is holding?
We always see, you know, oh, if like a case that's been going on so long, you know, we always hear like, oh, if you have any tips, call Crime Stoppers. How did you get contacted with Crime Stoppers? And can you kind of explain, because some people don't know, like, who exactly is Crime Stoppers? Like, what do they do? And like, if they get a good tip, like, who goes out and investigates? Mm-hmm. Like, because it's an 800 number.
We've seen them out at the events as well. Right.
So they always use Kylie's picture at their events also when they're in Sussex County. Last year I came to the Hispanic
festival, and they were there this year.
And I didn't go this year, but I went last year and I did take a picture with them. They said they always use my son's picture. So I guess they get involved because they're a nonprofit and people donate money to them. So that's how they're able to get the rewards for the unsolved cases. $5,000 doesn't spring no people look at $5,000 and think, well, I can make that at work. Like, I can make that if I don't work and I'm working on the street. What's $5,000 to me? Is that going to save me? Like, if I give up information, is that going to protect me? I don't know. But I got in contact with them because of just, I guess someone made donation and they decided that they wanted to do Crime Stoppers for my son. So he's seen everywhere. I even used it at, the homecoming this year for my little setup that I do. And I had Kylie's picture up there with the Crime Stoppers. I love the fact that people are willing to donate to them to try to get someone to tell something or tell on somebody, but people just,
what about the ones who were up there on the porch with him?
So I don't know what to say. I feel like I'm fighting all the time alone. They are survivors, and maybe their parents just feel like the police are not doing anything for them. So I guess sometimes we get into a rut of like, oh, I don't want to help the police because what are they actually doing for me? I can only speak on one of the kids because I'm still close with their family. But the other one, I'm not really close to them. Like, I don't really know him. Like, he's not even someone that I would even know that my son would be around. He was younger than my son. It's just odd that I don't know who he is. When I seen the video, I was like, I don't know who that boy is. Like, my son never spoke of him. I don't know him. Like, why was he even there? You know, because I don't know him. Maybe he's affiliated with the boy that lives in the house. I don't know, but okay. He's way younger than my son.
And then what about the ones who do live like their house?
So I guess,
I mean, because I don't know if someone,
well, they don't even live there anymore. They so don't. Let's run it now. Somebody.
Okay.
So
I was going to say, if someone came up on my porch and there was a shooting, you better find out who it was. Like, you know.
Yeah. And so that's why for me, if I owned a house and somebody came up on my porch and shot kids, there's no way after I knew who said it was, they said who it was or whatever, it's just no way that I would want to be affiliated with anybody related to them. And maybe I think
my kids are not. We're going to find out who did. We're going to find this out.
Exactly. You know? I mean, but that's not how it worked. They actually a week into my son's death, I was having arguments with the owner of the house because of the video. Why are you telling people that I sent it out? Like, arguments after I'm still just trying to figure out that my son is no longer coming home. You know, I don't have support really from anybody but my family, my coworkers, and like just people that are kind of close to me. There are people out here that I'm close to that have evidence or have like statements and things that will not turn them in. So it's broken up a lot of friendships. Mm-hmm. It's broken up a lot of trust in people. It really gets like you'll just be sitting and thinking like the same questions that you're asking me. It's like, how is it that nobody wants to say nothing? Like, I always said that you were a survivor. All you had to do was say, I heard the boy yell his name and say his name. You were there. I wasn't. But none of that happened. No one talks. And I have to say that I'm not a teenager either. These kids live by social media. Mm-hmm. They drop locations on one another. They know where people are going to be at. People are watching that, you know, if they want something done, they're going to make it happen and no one's going to know who did it. It's just what these kids live by. And that is why I chose to do the walk too, because the teens don't have an outlet. Why are they always fighting? Why are they just disliking each other? Why did my son really get shot? Was my son the one that was supposed to get shot? Was it somebody else that was supposed to be shot on that porch? We'll never know because nobody wants to talk about it. No one wants to tell on nobody. You got parents. It's no way I would live in my household. I have to bring it up. When we watch Facebook, you always see the police posting, and I don't know if you ever seen me comment on them, but they always post the people in the grocery stores.
You mean what you
that
mean,
are like, shoplifting?
Yeah, leaving Walmart. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So there was a post. I think it was like at a Food Lion, and they seen the guy shoplifting. They knew who he was. They put a warrant out for his arrest and everything. And I commented on it, and I said, "How is it that he is a shoplifter? Like, is he? I get it. It's a crime, but you have a homicide case that you're not even willing to give a warrant for an arrest. And they killed someone. They took a life. This guy can be rehabilitated somehow.
Like, why aren't you posting? Okay, so, yeah, and we see it all the time, too. Like, the community also posting saying, have you seen this person? They did a dine and dash, you know, like, or whatever. And you see, and you, like, anybody knows this person, contact us or whatever.
Exactly. And some of those pictures are distorted. So even though they don't have a mask on, some of them, I can't tell who they are. You know, some of them, I don't know who the person is, but people know by clothing, people know by the way that they stand, people know by the way
like
that
the shape of their body,
how they move
things
when they run and how they walk. People know. So in this case, if that was my son, I would know who he was. It's no way I wouldn't know that that was my child. I know how they are and how they stand. I know what they wear. I might not have bought it for them, but I know what they've had on in the past. It's no way that you do not know, but you just continue to think it's okay that your son is committing crimes like this and you're doing absolutely nothing about it. So
we have Danielle in studio, Kylie Robinson's mom. We got to take a quick break, come back, and we'll talk about your walk. Is that good?
Mm-hmm,
all right. Fine. Very good. It's 9:19. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We'll continue on the way.